Minister urged peers to back his plan to send failed asylum seekers to Africa. Meanwhile, the government's being reprimanded by the UK Statistics Authority after it claimed it cleared the asylum backlog. Rishi Sunak made a pledge in December 2022 to abolish a portion of older claims, but more than 4,500 applications still need a decision. Enver Solomon, the chief executive of the Refugee Council, isn't impressed.
The government is playing with statistics to tell the story it wants to tell. I think it tells us that the system is still in a lot of chaos, a lot of disorder, and an awful lot of cost.
The Prince of Wales has visited his wife in a London hospital as she recovers from abdominal surgery. She's said to be doing well, while the Queen says the King is fine as he waits for treatment for an enlarged prostate. It's understood Tata Steel will close both blast furnaces at its plant in Port Talbot in South Wales. If it goes ahead, it could lead to the loss of 3,000 jobs. Britain's Emma Raducanu says she felt sick during her second round defeat at the Australian Open Tennis to China's Yafan Wang. It was her first Grand Slam back after a series of injuries, but she eventually lost by 2-1. Raducanu explains why she called for her trainer during the deciding set.
Third set, I was 30 love up serving, and all of a sudden just felt so sick, just really weak and just nauseous. So throughout the third set, I think everyone can see it was a bit of a battle.
And experts in Glasgow say we should walk like penguins to avoid slipping during the cold and icy weather. There are concerns temperatures could fall to minus 18 degrees Celsius overnight. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's certainly cold enough to see some penguins, to be fair, but tonight will remain largely dry with clear skies. However, a few patches of light clouds may drift in overnight. Cold and breezy, and overnight lows could reach minus 4. But on Friday, it's expected to stay dry with prolonged spells of wintry sunshine and very little, if any, in the way of cloud throughout. Less cold as well tomorrow with highs of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com. For help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Don't stop me! don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me. Don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Oh.
Sonic man out of you.
Don't
stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
To the second hour of First Day's Drive here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, our forum 4:30. Oh, it's looking good. It's changed so many times. It keeps changing all the time. I will lock yours in. You've still got time. You've got another 25 minutes if you want me to play your favourite girl band of all time. Remember, this is from the 60s right the way up. I know we normally play 70s, but onwards. But yeah, we're going back a little bit further to the 60s as well. Now, coming up in a second, we have our Essex singer-songwriter, Georgia Crandon. Yes, my record of the week here on Drive. That's coming up in a minute. That's actually going to come up after Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
We'll be right back. I turned around, yeah, they shot me down, and they told me to go home.
That's a brand new single from RSX girl Georgia Crandon, Told Me To Go Home. And again, you couldn't mistake her. You could think that she's from the 60s, couldn't you? You really could. But she is absolutely brilliant. Can't wait to see her live soon. So it's Georgia Crandon. Go and check her out. Now, coming up after, we're going to have a short break. And then coming up after, we're going all the way back to the 80s. But before that, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
1993. Only seems like yesterday. Elton John actually resigned. Remember, he was director of Watford Football Club. Now, he became director in 1976. He'd been there longer than the majority of people actually think. But he loves the football, and obviously he loves Watford. He loves his club. So I remember it being a very sad occasion around that time in 1993. So Elton John will be taking us up to the travel.
FM Travel News.
Well, M25 anti-clockwise is slow traffic coming back into Essex. The congestion there is back to junction 3 on the M20. In Witham, B1018 is blocked due to an accident. That's between Cressing Temple turnoff and Conrad Road. Delays building in both directions there is looking a little bit sticky, to be fair. A1023, slow traffic between the A12 and Shenfield High School due to roadworks. Rayleigh, slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. And we have Brentwood, slow traffic on the Ongar Road. Very sticky there. Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Billericay, slow moving traffic on Southend Road. That's A129 northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Parkway East between the High Bridge and Army and Navy roundabout. Also, Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout is looking a little bit sticky. Slow-moving traffic on Ipswich Road, southbound towards Cowdrey Avenue. And Westcliff-on-Sea, if you're out that way, slow-moving traffic on Prittlewell Chase. That's westbound between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove. Now on the tube, because the rail again is looking really good for us today, severe delays though on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Station is actually closed on the central line at Greenford. Trains not stopping on Circle Line and District Line eastbound at South Ken. Minor delays on the District Line between Tower Hill and Ealing Broadway, and trains are not stopping on the Circle Line and District Line eastbound at South Kensington. Underground stations closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between Cock Fosters and Acton Town, and severe delays on the rest of the line. Also, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing. More traffic from me in an hour. Now is the latest one from Blur.
I just look to my life and all I saw is that you're not coming back. Oh, can't you see when the ballad comes for you?
Four at 4:30. We've just heard from the boys, but now we've got four girls bands. Yes, we're going from the 60s, we've got the 80s, we've got the 90s, and we've got the noughties as well. But let's kick off with Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground. Are your favourite bands in amongst these fours? Listen and find out.
Yeah.
Now, the next one is the seventh biggest selling girl band ever. It's coming up. They were around before the Spice Girls. Do you know which one it is? Well, listen to it now.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving, I buy. I depend on me, I depend on me.
All the women, wait a minute. Throw your hands up at me. All the honeys, make your money. Throw your hands up at me.
Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet, I
I'm wearing,
I'm not afraid of the dark.
going to fit in an extra one as well. We've got two coming up. We've got one coming up from the 80s, one of the best around. They didn't last too long, but they made a huge impact to all girls that were around in the 80s. So they're coming up in a minute. But we're going to the second biggest selling girl band of all time. Over 100 plus million sales this band's had. The Supremes.
Me.
Rail Stars. Sign of the Times, signing off our 4 at 4:30. I want to kind of put up, what was it, 5? Did I end up doing 5? Do you know what? I've actually lost count. Well, our 4 or 5 at 4:30 anyway. Right, coming up after the break, we have an 80s track that I actually thought was a one-hit wonder. But no, they weren't.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Shotgun, gimme lowdown, son boy.
Yeah.
Show that.
Shotgun, gimme lowdown, son boy.
Yeah.
Show that.
Shotgun, gimme lowdown, son boy.
Yeah.
Show down.
Show down.
He's as big as a ranch. He's as tough as they come.
Cha 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 cha.
Cha 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 cha.
I'm ready.
I've just put my glasses back on there. Taking the mickey out of my glasses. Yes, because Michelle Spencer is now back in the studio. Michelle, hello.
Hello, hello.
How you been? You a bit chilly?
Oh, it's freezing out there.
It's a little bit, isn't it? I must admit, yeah. So what have you got for us lined up after 5 o'clock, obviously?
Well, we're going to do a bit of mindfulness today, but with a twist.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if I'm nervous or excited.
I would say if you're at home and you want to participate, get your favorite something to eat.
Your favorite something? Well, anything at
all. It could be anything. I would say chocolate, but I know some people, you know, it's New Year, New Me, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, if you want to cheat, now is the perfect time to cheat.
Okay, so we're able to. Calories won't count then?
Calories don't count for this activity.
Right, so that's after five.
After five.
Pick out something you want. Go and get it now in the fridge while I talk a little bit about coffee, actually. If you know, coffee could be your favorite thing. Coffee.
Coffee would work.
Absolutely, because, Michelle, did you know it's National Gourmet Coffee Day?
No, really?
Yeah, I know. So it was invented so we could appreciate the marvellous ways that coffee has evolved. So we've got like different sort of ways of roasting and stuff like that. And have you heard of a French press?
It's like that cafetiere, isn't it?
You know, yes. Well, there's a special way of doing it, actually. You use really coarse ground coffee, the coarsest you can get, right? Then you get your cafetiere, add 500 ml of water straight from the kettle, stay with me, give it a stir, right? And wait for 3 to 5 minutes. This is the official way of doing it. I'm just helping you out here. Then the most satisfying part of the whole thing is what? What do you think it is of that coffee?
Pressing it down.
It's getting hold of that plunger. Yeah. And it's got to do it at the right speed as well, because otherwise it could be dangerous to go everywhere at the end of the day. So, yes. So, pushing the cafetiere down, and voila, we've got the perfect coffee.
It's the best part about camping, isn't it? When you don't have the luxuries of life, you just have a kettle, cafetiere.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally. But we have different flavours as well. Do you like the different flavours?
Well, they're okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you can have like caramel, hints of berries, chocolate hint, notes of nuts and all that sort of stuff. Do you remember? No, yeah. I love all that, to be fair. Now, I don't know if you know, but I used to work for a coffee company in my past life. Actually, I used to go around to companies. I did, really. You're looking at me.
No, I'm laughing.
And informing them of the different coffee blends and types of beans. I know, including talking about the climate for the coffee as well. Yeah, I'm a bit of coffee geek, to be fair. I am.
I was going to say, that's something else you have and I have in common. I worked in a coffee establishment during my university days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I won't say which one it is, but I've got a feeling it could be one of the most of the famous ones. But, so I used to go around, like, just telling everybody, like, basically the Robusta beans and things like that. Because Robusta beans, just a little tip for you, great for a quiz as well. But Robusta beans are cheaper, as they are easy to kind of get hold of, because you can just literally, the machines can rip them from the bushes, right? But Arabica beans are more expensive. Not because of the taste, because there's no different there. Because it's the way it has to be hand-picked. Because it's higher up, you see. Robusta beans are lower. And for the climate, and so it's all science in everything.
You.
I know. But it actually means as well, if you really want to boost the coffee, don't go for your Arabica. Go for your Robusta. Oh. Because Robusta, not only cheaper, but they also give you a bigger hit of caffeine.
Good to know.
I know. You see, I do know some things. I can be useful at times. But that's why when you go into like your normal sort of coffee shops or any sort of like the big sort of takeaway places and stuff like that, they give you the Arabica beans because they want you to drink more of it. You see?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah. So it doesn't. But obviously, some people prefer the taste as well because it's not as. But yeah. Italians drink more Robusta than.
Oh, I was going to say. So if you've got like a late night shift or you work overnights.
Yeah.
Students.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what Robusta is the way to go, but not too much because you know you've got to be careful of these things. Not everybody can just get hold of them. But anyway, listen, Michelle, I will see you after 5 o'clock. Yeah. I am going to leave you with another track that's coming up now. It's come back again, and it's Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I was going to say, I love
Murder on the Dance Floor. Yeah. Excellent excuse to play it every day now.
Excellent.
See you all after five.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn. From the